Hallelujah. And I want to believe, God, that by the time this sermon is ending, you will have a certain attitude towards the word of God. Hallelujah. And so today I preach to you how to activate your prophetic word for supernatural occurrence. Hallelujah. Consider the theme. I say your prophetic word. So how to activate your prophetic word for supernatural acts in your life. It is very, very important. And let me start, you know, as a teaser, let me quote you some two quotes. Amen. As a teaser. The Bible is alive. It speaks to me. The Bible has feet. It runs after me. The Bible has hands. It lays hold on me. Unquote, Martin Luther. So the Bible speaks. And that is why this morning I'm coming to speak to you. The Bible redirects my mind, cleanses my emotion, enlightens my mind, and quickens the totality of my being. Unquote, E. Stanley Jones. So the Bible, the word of God, does so many things in our lives. And so this morning, I am preaching to you the word of God. Amen. The word of God. How to activate the word of God for your supernatural acts. Now, the theme has been declared a year of supernatural occurrence. It is for the entire church. But each one of us must receive a prophetic word that must come true to fulfill this theme. Each one of us. Because as we are seated, we have different needs. And therefore, we need different prophetic, you know, words. And so you need a prophetic word that will help you to fulfill this. This is general. It is for the entire church. But you must receive your word in the word so that you can fulfill your prophetic mandate. Hallelujah. Am I with you here this morning? Hallelujah. Now, the word supernatural is made up of two words, super and natural. It means that there can never be the super if there is no natural. And there can never be natural if there is no super. It means that God speaks the word and man receives it and acts upon it, then there will be a supernatural occurrence. Hallelujah. Are you together with me? And so it is of a necessity that you must receive a prophetic word. And what you do with that prophetic word will determine the supernatural occurrence in your life. Now, as a preamble to our discourse this morning, let me make two powerful statements. Hallelujah. God help me. In our journey in life, if we will be able to hear the word of God personally for ourselves, life would have been what? Fulfilling, better, and easy for us. If we will be able to receive personal prophetic word for our life, life would have been better. Life would have been easier. Life would have been fulfilling for you. So it is important that we hear the word of God. Why is it so? Because the will of God and the plans of God are revealed through his word. So if you can hear the word of God personally for yourself, it would have been better for you. Life would have been exciting. Life would have been easier. Life would have been fulfilling. Most of us are having trouble because we cannot hear God's word for ourselves personally. And I want to assure you that God speaks to us every day. He speaks. But the ability to hear. Hallelujah. Another statement. In your journey, in your walk with God, if there is anything about God you shouldn't joke about, it is his word. In your walk with him, if there is anything you must be serious about, it is his word. Because in Psalm 138 verse 2, it says that I have exalted or magnified my word above my name. God's word is so important to him. Now, let me give you three most important reasons why you must not joke with the word of God. Number one, the word, God's word is his creative tool. Yes. Did you hear me? God's word is what? His creative tool. God does not create anything without his word. If God will create anything, his word must precede that thing. Hallelujah. It is the word that created us. It is the word that created the universe. And so the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible says, you know, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things that are seen were not made by the things that do appear. Hallelujah. We understand by faith that the worlds were created. The world we are in, the other, you know, components of the universe were created by the word of God. You yourself were created by the word of God. And as an illustration, when you read the book of Genesis chapter 1, when God was creating, in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. When you move to Genesis chapter 1 verse 6, it says, and God says, verse 9, and God says, verse 11, and God said. Hallelujah. And I want us to, you know, to uphold the word of God as the most important treasure for our lives. Amen? Am I preaching? You know, the platform for the miraculous, the platforms for supernatural acts, the platform where God, you know, creates miraculous acts is the word of God. It is a platform. The word of God is the cooking pot for supernatural occurrence. If God is cooking something, a supernatural event in your life, the word of God is the cooking pot. Hallelujah. The word of God is, you know, the incubator. The incubator of what? Supernatural acts. The word of God is a catalyst for supernatural events. It is the precipitator and facilitator of what? Supernatural things in our lives. And so we cannot joke. And one of the reasons why we are having so many, you know, issues, despite the fact that God has promised us so many things, it's because we don't know the way. Hallelujah. So the number one reason why you must not joke with the word of God is that because it is his creative tool. If God will do anything in your life, it is the word. Number two reason why you must not joke with the word of God is that the word of God carries life. The word of God is like a dynamite that is full of life, ready to descend on things that are dead. Hallelujah. The word of God carries life. And this morning I'm going to release some prophetic, you know, words on your life. Amen. It carries life. And so the book of John chapter 6 verse 63, it says that it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words I speak to you, they are what? Spirit and life. So every word of God carries life. It is spiritual. It carries life. So you must not joke with the word of God. A lot of us are joking with the word of God. And that is why we will not see those things come to pass in our lives. It carries life. And the third reason before, this is just a foundation. The third reason why you must not joke with the word of God is that when God speaks his word, it does not return unto him without accomplishing the purpose for which it was sent. Anytime God's word comes, if it is truly the word of God, because there are fake words of God, deceptive words, word of God. But if it is truly the word of God, it does not go back to God without accomplishing. So Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11 says that, and as the word cometh down and the snow from heaven and return not hither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to what? To bring forth and bear, that it may give what? Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. so is my word, shall my word be, that goeth out of my mouth. It says, it shall not return unto me what? Void. But it shall accomplish the things which I please, the thing which I please. And it shall prosper in what the thing whereunto I sent it. Is it truly the word of God? Then you must know that, look, it will be accomplished. And I pray that you will not receive a fake prophecy. Because the reason why we are having troubles after we have received so many prophecies is because most of the prophecies that have been released unto us are fake. They are manufactured. Because you want to hear, they will manufacture one for you. Yes. And quote me anywhere. I says, one of the tragedy of the church today is the fake prophecies that are being given to church members, gullible and wordless Christians, by self-called and fake prophets. One of the tragedies of the church today is the prophecies, the fake prophecies that are being given to what? Gullible and wordless believers. By fake and self-called prophets. There are a lot of people. Of late, when you ask any young man, what is your area of calling? I'm a prophet. I am a prophet. God has not called him, but he is a prophet. So if the word of God is truly the word of God, then it will not return unto him void. This morning, as I speak to you, get ready. There shall be a creative miracle in your life. By the word of God, you will receive a creative miracle. I said, by the word of God, life is coming to somebody. In the name of Jesus, life is coming to something that is dead in your life. It may be a business, it may be a marriage, it may be anything, but I came to inform you that the word of God brings life. It carries life, and I speak life unto that thing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God comes to us through two ways. Number one, through the Rhema, and number two, through the Logos. The Rhema and the Logos. Now, the Rhema word of God is the word that God speaks to you personally. It is a spoken word. And so Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The word, every word, that word there is Rhema. In the Greek, it means Rhema. Hallelujah. And so every day God speaks to us. If you are spiritually in tune, you must realize that God speaks to us. And that is what we must live by. We are not supposed to live by our intellect, our wisdom, our connections, or whatever. But the Bible says we must live by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Do you receive the word of God concerning your life every day? Whilst you are sitting in the office, it is possible for you to hear God speaking to you. Whilst you are bathing, it is possible God will speak to you. Anytime, anywhere, God speaks to us. That is a Rhema word. God speaks to you individually, personally. And that is why somebody can say, and God told me. He didn't tell all of us. That is the Rhema. The Logos is what God has decreed or said, and it is written down for us. And so what we are talking about when we talk about the Logos is the written word of God. God has decreed certain things. He has said certain things. He has promised us, and it is written down for us, not for a joke, but God has a purpose. Now, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 8, reading verse 5 to 8 and then verse 13. The Bible says, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him beseeching him and saying, Lord, my son or my servant lieth home sick, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. And the man said, No, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come to under my roof, but speak the word only. Take note of that. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be what? Healed. And Jesus said, as thou hast believed. He says, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. And the servant was healed that selfsame hour. He says, speak the word only. Speak the word. It is qualified by a definite article. The word. It means that there is a word that he was believing God that it will be spoken over the servant. The word. Speak the word only. Maybe that word concerns healing. That word concerns marriage. That word concerns your business. It says, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. This morning, I came to speak the word. I say, I came to speak the word unto somebody. Hallelujah. Speak the word only. That is logos. It has been written. It has been decreed. And therefore, speak it. I need it. And that is the reason why you must know the word. The word that is written for you, you must know it. One day, our senior minister said something. He said, anytime somebody comes to him for prayer, he will ask that person, so what word do you want us to stand on to pray? And the people get confused. What word? What do you know? Today, the church is made up of believers who are wordless. We don't have the word. We are empty. We are excited about everything, but we are empty. We are empty. There's a story in John chapter 4, reading from verse 46 to 50. The Bible says, and Jesus came again to, Canaan of Galilee, where he made water wine. Hallelujah. And a certain noble man came to him, beseeching him that he will come and heal his son who was at the point of death. Hallelujah. And Jesus said something to him. Jesus said, in the verse 50, for time's sake, in the verse 50, and Jesus said, go, thy servant, thy son liveth. Go thy way, because thy servant liveth. And the Bible says, and the man believed the word and went his way. Whilst he was going down, he met his servants, and they told him that your son is healed. And he began to inquire from them, the hour he began to be amended. In James, English. And they said yesterday at the seventh hour. And so the man realized that it was that same hour when Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Hallelujah. And the man believed the word. Take note of that. The man believed the word. That is the logos. He believed the word. And this too, the centurion and the nobleman, their attitude towards the word of God is what we are supposed to also exhibit. It exemplifies what believers are supposed to do with the word of God. The man just believed and went his way. He believed and went his way. This morning, is somebody here? Is there somebody here who will just believe the word? I say, is somebody who will believe the word this morning? Because you are carrying a prophetic blessing home. By the time you get home, that thing would have been sorted. Hallelujah. We can receive our prophetic word or our rhema, through the rhema and then the logos. And let me make this statement. The prophetic word of the Bible is generational. Yes. I say what? Nobody should tell you that, that the Bible was written for a certain Jewish people and all that. The prophetic word of the Lord is generational. It is for every generation. So whatever was spoken to Abraham, if you believe it, it will be applicable to you. And let me also say that, you know, the prophetic word of the Bible is, you know, as relevant, powerful, and life-giving today as it was then. It is relevant, powerful, life-giving as it today as it was then. The prophetic word of the Bible is authoritative and powerful because of the personality behind the word. If you want to know the weight of a word, you must look at the personality behind it. For instance, if the president of this nation speaks something, you will see that it carries weight. Hallelujah. And so this morning, I want you to know that the word of God, I haven't come to the main meal. This is just the foundation. Hallelujah. The prophetic word is as relevant, powerful, and life-giving today as it was then. So if the prophetic word of the Bible, it was spoken to David, and you read, you chance on it and you read, and it speaks to your heart, that is your rhema. That is your prophetic word. And this morning, I want to encourage all of us to give time in studying the scriptures. Because you can receive a rhema word from the written word. It will speak to you personally. For instance, I was thinking of doing something, and I was so confused, I was afraid. Then, as I was meditating, then a scripture just came into my mind. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can ask or what? Imagine. So I was telling, the word was telling me that the Bible says anything you can imagine. So you have imagined that thing. So it's possible. Go ahead. Hallelujah. And that is why we must study the prophetic, you know, the prophetic words of the Bible. The Bible is prophetic. Whatever it said to Abraham, whatever it said to David, whatever it said to Joseph is applicable unto you. If only you can believe, because the Bible says that, you know, forever, O Lord, his word is settled in heaven. The principles behind the word of God, the spirit behind the word of God is still powerful. It's still life-giving. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me do quickly and go to the main meal. So, God designed it that way so that anytime you receive a prophetic word, it will do these 10 things in your life. Write it down. 10 things. This is just by the way. Things in your life. Anytime you receive a prophetic word, number one, it comes to give you hope. Hope. Because, and when you receive hope, you receive reassurance and resilience. Hallelujah. Number one, it comes to give you hope. Number two, the prophetic word of the Lord comes to encourage you. Maybe there's something you want to give up. The prophetic word comes to what? Encourage you. Number three, the prophetic word comes to give you guidance. Guidance. Number four, when you receive a prophetic word, it can give you what? Divine information. Divine information you need to know. Number what? Number five, the prophetic word of the Lord comes to give you counsel. Counsel about a matter. There is something you are confused about. The prophetic word can come to you and give you counsel. Number six, the prophetic word of the Lord may come to you personally to increase your trust and dependence of God. Because some of us, we depend on so many other things. But the prophetic word of the Lord, the personal word that comes to you, can cause you to depend and trust in God. The prophetic, number seven, the prophetic word of the Lord comes to give you the mind of God. The mind of God about something. This is just a bonus. Number eight, the prophetic word of the Lord comes to align you to the will of God. You know, man has a tendency to have your own will to do things, but the prophetic word can come to you and align you to the will of God. The prophetic word of the Lord also comes to strengthen your faith. Strengthen what? Your faith. And the prophetic word comes to you to give you divine instructions. God at times will give you divine instructions. Hallelujah. And this morning I declare unto you, if there is anybody here who has lost hope, please come alive. I say, keep your hope alive, because the prophetic word of the Lord is coming to you big time this morning. Hallelujah. And you know the reason why most of the times we don't, you know, benefit of the prophetic word that comes to us. Number one, we don't really believe it. We don't truly believe it. If we believe it, it will show in our actions. Number three is because when it comes, you don't act on it. There are a lot of us who have received prophetic words through the Bible, and we don't act on it. For instance, when God gave me that prophetic word, that thing that he said, go ahead and do, if I don't do it, it won't happen. Yes. Hallelujah. So most of the times, we don't act on it. And you see, believers are wasters of what? Prophecies, prophetic words. You have received prophecies upon prophecies from the Bible, from a sermon, from a tape you were listening to, from the words of somebody, but you are still sitting down. And like I said, another reason why we don't see the reality of a prophetic word is because it might be a fake and deceptive prophetic word. Fake. And there are a lot of people in the system who are giving us fake. Why is it that, you know, you are not seeing it to come to pass? The prophetic word does not come to give you fear. Yes. And be careful who you go to listen to. I was watching a video, and the man, there's this woman who had a little child. And the prophet says, hey, mommy, bra. The woman came with the baby. He said, this baby will die tomorrow. This baby will die tomorrow. It was obvious. This baby will die. What have you done? And so the woman was so, you know, helpless, was running and bringing the baby. What some of those prophetic words, deceptive prophetic words, do in your life is this. Number one, they introduce the spirit of torment. And so all your life, there's a certain spirit that is tormenting you. Hey, the prophet says, I'll die. The prophet says, I'll die. Why? What is it about cemetery? The Lord has taken me to a cemetery. What is it about that? Let me speak. Number one, they introduce a tormenting spirit. So words are so powerful. What you hear can, you know, throw your life off gear. I can tell you, sister, I can tell you a word this afternoon and you go home excited because it's spirit. I can also say something to you and you go home and you can't sleep. You'll be tormented. Some of them, their words carry the spirit of death because they want you to die so that the world will know that, you know, I am powerful. I spoke it and it came to pass. Let me not go there. So I pray for you this morning that you will not receive a deceptive prophetic word. You will not receive a fake prophetic word. But that way you will come to you will be a word that will bring life, that will bring encouragement, that will bring guidance, counsel, faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me see my time. Are we together here? Be careful who you go to. Today's believer, unless we have heard that there is a prophetic whatever movement somewhere. Some of us were, you know, boarding cars and aircrafts to go to Nigeria. They are in this church. The prophetic word that your father has released unto you, what have you done with it? What have you done with it? There are people who are taking vehicles and going to Kumasi. There's a certain, you know, ministry. Today, where are they? Your church is still here. Your pastor is still here. He's still releasing prophetic word. Your pastor is still here. And he's always talking, you know, life. Encouraging you. Flying to Nigeria. In this world, what do we want at all? What do we want? And you go, the sad thing is that when you go and pick the demons, you come back and you are worrying Pastor Mike and go. Be careful who lays hands on you. Because laying on of hands is a spiritual principle. It was practiced in the Old Testament. Yes, so be careful. There are some of us, any man of God at all, our head is under. Anoint me. Unless you have not heard that there is anointing somewhere, you'll be there. By the grace of God, I can tell you that, you know, the only people who have laid hands on me is Reverend Stephen Stanley. Yes, I can stand here and say, you don't see me in so many meetings, somebody's laying hands and all that. What is your spiritual level? Do you know the kind of spirit that person is carrying? Hallelujah. The prophetic word is in the house. I said the prophetic, your rhema word is in the house. It is in the mouth of your pastor. It is in the Bible. If you want to receive a true prophetic word, then listen to your pastor. Then read your Bible and God will give you a rhema word, a prophetic word, a divine instruction that will guide you through life. Now let me come to the main meat, then we close. Am I preaching? I am. Anytime God wants to do a miraculous thing in your life, He will give you a prophetic word. Yes. Anytime God wants to do a miraculous thing, and what you do with that prophetic word will determine whether you receive that divine encounter, whether you receive that miraculous thing. Hallelujah. Anytime God, He proceeds, for instance, when He wanted Peter, you know, to have a supernatural harvest, Peter said in Luke chapter 5, you know, verse 5, it says that, and Simon answered and said, "We have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, the word that you have given to me, I know that the person who has spoken this word is the creator and the owner of this earth. I know the person behind this scripture and this thing, this word. And therefore, despite all the physical evidence that it will not work, it says, nevertheless, at your word, I will launch into the deep." Hallelujah. When God wanted to give Goliath a victory, supernatural victory, because Goliath's destiny was a supernatural victory. And so in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40, the Bible talks about the fact that, you know, David went to the brook and picked 5 smooth stones. 5. Imagine, you are going to face this giant. He has all the weapons. And you are going to him with stones. In fact, if it were me, I would have carried more, because I don't know where my stones will finish. I may fire and it will miss. Fire again, it will miss. But David received a prophetic word. It says, pick 5. Why not 20? Why not 100? It says, pick 5. Because the number 5 represents what? Grace. So God was telling David that it is my grace that will do it. It is not you. Hallelujah. It is my grace that will do it. So just pick the 5. My grace is sufficient for you. Don't depend on, you know, your weapons or whatever. My grace will do it. May the grace of God do it for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I hear the voice of grace speaking on behalf of somebody. I hear the voice of grace speaking on behalf of somebody in your office somewhere. The voice of grace is speaking. Hallelujah. When God wanted to raise the man with the stroke, the paralytic, in Mark chapter 2, verse 11, you know, and 12, he says, he gave him a word. He says, take your bed and rise up. If the man had not acted on it, so God will give you a prophetic word this day. I said, God will give you a prophetic word. Because I sense in the spirit that there is a miraculous thing coming your way. A supernatural event is occurring in your life. And so this morning is the morning of the prophetic word. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you quickly, I'll rush to, let me tell you 10 things that you must do with your prophetic word in order to activate the power, you know, that will bring supernatural occurrence. What should I do with my prophetic word to activate the power of my prophetic word for supernatural act in my life? What should I do? 10 things. Number one, believe it. Believe the prophetic word. And when we say believe the prophetic word, it means accepting the prophetic word as true without seeking proof. You accept it as the truth without seeking to, for it to be proven in the laboratory. Because a lot of us want to see a proof. It means that accepting it as true, not knowing how it will be done. That one, it is not your matter. The noble man just believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him and went his way. John chapter 4 verse 50, put it there. He believed the word. He believed that he accepted the word as true and went his way. And so John chapter 11 verse 40, said I not unto you that if thou, you know, wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. He says, just believe. How God will do it is not your matter. Just believe and go your way. Hallelujah. In John chapter 20 verse 29, Jesus said unto Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not what? Seen, but believe. You don't need to see, you know. Some of us, we need to see, we want to see something before we will believe. We want to see the man praying some kinds of tongues that we haven't heard before. We want to see the man doing something. And that is why a lot of believers are deceived today. Because you want to see. But our God doesn't work that way. Our God is, you know, believing is what? Seeing. It is not seeing, it's believing. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, who quickened the dead and call it those things as though, those things that be not as though they were. And the Bible says, Abraham, who against hope believed hope, that he might become the father of many nations. Who against what? Hope. It means that Adena Sekra. It means that there is no hope. But in the midst of the fact that there is no hope, he still believed against a hopeless situation. He still believed. Maybe you are sitting here and you think that you are written off. That thing cannot happen. You are sitting here and say, oh, after this marriage, Oma Kasa. I remember those days when we were growing up. Every year, this is my year of this, since I'll marry. Then the year will come to pass. This is my year of this, then I'll marry. We were on it for several years. And some of us are still in that situation. But I came to tell you this morning. He says, who against hope believe in hope? It does not matter what is happening. It does not matter the situation. This morning, the prophetic word of the Lord is, just believe in the name of Jesus. Just believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just believe. How God will do it is not your matter. You don't need any proof. All I know is that God will give me a child. All I know is that me too, I will marry. I came to tell somebody that even the prophetic word of the Lord covers births. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 15 and 16, it says, even the owl will what? Make a nest. Hatch, you know, lay eggs and hatch her children and bring them together as a family. So even if a bird can receive a prophetic word, that the bird can what? Give birth. What about you? Those of us who are believing God for, you know, to get married. In the verse 16, the Bible says, none of those birds will lack their mate. Are you seeing it? And none shall lack their mate. What about you, human being, who was created in his image? This morning, I came to declare unto somebody, you are believing God to have a partner. It is not a shame to believe God for a partner because God created. I declare in the name of Jesus, this year, by supernatural orchestration, may your partner be released. I say, may your partner be released in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 14, 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 14, that I will therefore that the young women marry and bear children and guard a home. This morning, am I speaking to somebody? If you are somebody who is believing God to get married, it is the will of God. I declare a partner for you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive it. This year you are marrying. I said, this year you are marrying. And you are not only marrying any person. You are marrying a God-fearing person. You are marrying somebody who will love you. You are marrying somebody who can take care of you. Come on, somebody say, I believe it. I would therefore that young women marry. And it means that it's neuter gender. I'm not talking about. Do you know that today, the bar for wedding has been lifted so much that some people are afraid to marry? It's true. But we have created that problem for ourselves. Because marriage is about, you know, the two families. You agree, we come, we do this, and we are married. But we have lifted the bar so much that if you don't have 200,000, because the makeup artist is taking what? The event organizer is taking how much? The caterer is taking how much? By the time you put them together, it's over 200,000. But I came to declare unto somebody, your marriage will be simple. Your marriage will be easy. There shall be provision in the name of Jesus. It will be simple and it will be easy. Hallelujah. That is a prophetic word unto somebody. Just believe and go your way. How God will do it is not your matter. Just believe and walk away. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? Just believe it. Believe it. As you have believed, so be it done, to you in the name of Jesus. It says believe. Number two, if you believe your prophetic word, number two, you must claim it. Make the prophetic word your own. If you read the Bible, and the Bible said in Genesis 12 unto Abraham that I will make your name great. I will make you a great nation. Claim it. Because anything that is revealed by the Holy Spirit, it is for us. Yes. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, now ye have received not the spirit of the world, but that which is of God, that you may know all the things that have been given freely unto you of God. That you may know. All the things that God has freely given to you, you may know. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared. It means that in the realms of the spirit, God has prepared things. And when it is revealed by the Holy Spirit, you must own it. Claim it. Hallelujah. You must claim it. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to God, but those things that are revealed are for us and our children forever. Hallelujah. That we may do all the works of the Lord. Those things that are revealed, anything that is revealed by the Spirit of God, you must claim it. It means that you must own it. It was spoken to Pastor John, but you are believing God that you also walk in that. Claim it and own it. Claim it and own it. Whatever was said to Abraham, claim it and own it. Put your name there. And God said unto Samuel, I will make your name great. Put your name there. Hallelujah. Claim it. Number three, if you believe it, number three, confess it. It means that speak the prophetic word to yourself. If you hear a prophetic word, you must what? Speak it to yourself. That is confession. As the prophetic word has come, you must speak it the same way to yourself. Don't forget. Amen. As it is written, I believe. Therefore, I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we too, we believe and we have spoken. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse 148. Put it there. In the, what version is this? No, no, Psalm 100 and, no, I've missed it. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Put it there. 2 Corinthians 4, 13. This was what a psalmist had written in Psalm 100 and something. It says, Let's see the new King the NIV version. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. This was written by the psalmist. Then it says, since we have the same spirit with the psalmist, we too what? And we what? Since we have the same spirit of faith, speak it, confess it. God's word has come to me. It says that I am going to give you that capital, that business you have nurtured in your mind, in your heart, and you want to start. There is a very important reason why you must start that business. And God is saying that I will give you the capital. Speak it unto yourself. Amen. Confess it. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21, it says that, you know, with the fruit of the lips, with the fruit of the mouth, a man's belly shall be what? Satisfied. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Life and death lie in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat it. Whatever you speak about has the potential to become a reality. And that is why you hear our Father talking, and every time he's talking about certain things, they have not come into reality, but he's always confessing them. He is confessing Ability Village. He is confessing something else. Speak that prophetic word that you will build that house without struggle. Whatever you use your mouth to say will come through for you. It will come through for you. Hallelujah. So confess it. Number four, declare it. This one means that you must talk about it publicly. Like our Father has been, you must talk about it what? Publicly. Any prophetic word that comes to you, it is a judgment of God. It is a judgment. What God has said will happen. It is the judgment of God. So the psalmist said in Psalm 119 verse 13, he says that with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth, all the prophetic word. You know that you have received, declare it. declared. My time is up. Let me run through and then we go. Amen. Number five, meditate on it. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 148, in the New King James Version, it says, my eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. I may meditate on your word. Meditation, whatever you toss in your mind, you consider, you continue to think about, the Bible says it will come to pass for you. And that is why Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says that, you know, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what you can what? Imagine, your imagination. Anything you give yourself to think about, it will come to pass. That is how God designed it. If you think negative, negative will come. If you think that are for me, this sickness will kill me, it will kill you. Yes. If you think that, you know, one day, a car will knock me and I will die, it will happen to you. But if you think that one day, I will be a millionaire, one day, I will be somebody who will be a helper to many people, it shall come true for you. Let me just mention the rest. The next one is that you must act on it. Act on it. Act on it. Take a step. If you are believing God to get married, take a step and propose to the lady. If you are believing God, you know, to work at Echo Bank, take a step and send your application letter. If you are believing God to start a certain business, go and clear the place. Start looking for a chaos. Act on it. Because if you don't act on it, you will not see the reality of it. Act on it. The Bible says, you know, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place that he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went, not knowing whither he went. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. Abraham, when he was asked, you realize that this man was enjoying himself. He had everything, but God says, go out. And God didn't tell him where he should go. So the man began to walk, took his family and was going. But do you know that Abraham got to a place and said, let me pitch my tent here. Do you know that where he pinches his tent, that was the place. The Holy Spirit was guiding him because he moved. And then the Holy Spirit directed him, pitch your tent here. And that was the land. I came to tell you this morning that as you act on your prophetic word, may God come true for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Nevertheless, at your word, I will launch into deep. Somebody saying that nevertheless, I will act on the word of God. Hallelujah. I said what? Act on it. Count on the faithfulness of God. Count on the faithfulness of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24. It says, faithful is he that calleth thee, and he will also do it. God who has called you to be a Christian, he is also going to do it. It says, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it and will he not do it? Has he spoken it and will he not make it good? Count on the faithfulness of God. Count on what? The faithfulness of God. The next thing is that wage a good warfare on your prophetic word. It means that pray over your prophetic word. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies that has gone before before on you, that you by them might wage a good warfare. Hallelujah. Wage a good warfare on it. And the next one is that rejoice at the word of God. Be excited I said, well, be excited. Psalm 119, verse 162. It says that I rejoice at your word like somebody who finds a spoil. You know a spoil? A spoil is a goose that they claim those days after they have defeated their enemies. So gold, clothing, silver, cattle, and they are excited. It says you must be excited at the word of God. And lastly, you must give glory to God before the prophetic word comes into reality. Of Abraham, and the Bible says in, Romans chapter 4, verse 20, says that, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, giving glory. Abraham had not seen a son, but he was thanking God. Develop an attitude of thanking God for your prophetic word. Rise up on your feet in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning I came to declare unto somebody. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do you need a prophetic word? I said, do you need a prophetic word? Everybody that is doing something in your life, this day, God says, I should tell you that the blessing is coming your way.
Jesus.
Oh, look at the difference. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, it says, the blessing of the Lord. It didn't say the blessing, so it said the blessing of the Lord. It means that the empowerment of the Lord is that which will bring you riches, will bring you the blessings. And I came to declare prophetically, yes, from today, may Jehovah empower your business.
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy 8:18, it says that, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. Receive power in the name of Jesus.
Power.
I say, receive power in the name of Jesus. Lift
power.
Up your voice and begin to pray. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. My prophetic word. The Bible says somebody will encounter favor this week in the name of Jesus. Daniel chapter 1, verse 9. And God had brought Daniel into favor. Receive your favor this week. Receive your favor this week. Receive your healing. Receive your husband. Receive your wife. Receive your business. Receive your capital. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. This morning, oh God, you are going home with the prophetic word. The prophetic word of the Lord is that God is releasing, oh God, favor. You will encounter favor. You will encounter favor. You will encounter good news. You will encounter good news. Your phone will ring this way, and it will be a good news in the name of Jesus. Somebody receive a business breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody receive. I am going home. I believe the prophetic word. 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 I believe the prophetic word concerning my life. Just believe. Just believe and go thy way. Just believe and go your way. In the name of Jesus, receive divine healing. In the name of Jesus, receive divine healing. In the name of Jesus, receive divine healing. I am the Lord that healeth thee. If you are here this morning and there is a disease in your body, receive that healing. Receive that healing. In the name of Jesus, I believe the word. Somebody, a promotion is due you in your office. Receive the prophetic word in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Somebody, you are due to trouble. Oh, it is coming true for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Jesus, the prophetic word of the Lord to you this morning as you enter into the week.
Yes, Lord.
It's in Daniel chapter 1, verse 9.
Jesus.
It says, God had brought Daniel into favor
Jesus.
And tender love
yes, Lord.
With the princes of the eunuch.
Hey.
I declare in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
this week God will bring you into favor.
Jesus.
Somebody will favor your cause.
Amen.
In the office, somebody will favor you.
Jesus.
As you walk in the street,
yes,
somebody will favor you.
Yes,
somebody say, I believe it.
I
receive it.
I
behave it. Put your hands together for Jesus and begin to celebrate the word of God. Begin to celebrate. Put your hands together as you receive a resident pastor. Let's do it better unto Jesus. And may you go with the prophetic word. Just believe. I say somebody just believe. Just believe.
Yes, Lord, I believe. I believe. I believe.